My bad. Try to see some.
Do you hear it? Like, do you hear static?
I just hear static.
That's what I hear too. So maybe it's on.
Yeah. I hear it.
Well, you need to turn on my dad, you panic.
Wow, this shit not playing. All right, fuck it.
With the live?
Yeah, nice. Whatever. Okay, so we're back again. Another week. Raw material. It's very woman based today. It's gonna be really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. How's everybody weeping? What the fuck is going on? My goddamn life. We didn't touch magic. Okay, anyway. Yeah. How's everybody week been going?
Straight.
Oh my god. That's been all right. I'm blessed.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. This is your first time on the show.
It is, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank
to Raw Material.
Welcome.
Glad to be here.
What? Don't start with me.
Because Jay thinks she's a co-host. But she don't,
I
but
am, she everybody. No. Missed you all from last week.
Okay. For the viewers, you know, Mercedes is not a co-host anymore. We had creative differences, so she's not doing the show anymore, which is cool. So, whatever. Moving forward. Pull up my drink. My week was pretty good. Nobody asked ever.
Oh, you know what?
It's cool. No, it's cool. It's cool. Just come with the territory. Whatever. It is what it is. And I don't want to dive just, like, straight into it. You know what I'm saying? Gabby, this is your second time being on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Elsa. I'm glad you finally came because I had to goddamn bag your ass.
No.
Yes. I had to bag your ass. Come. And Jay, you get on my nerves. Every week. Every other day. Really. But anyway. So, I'm just going to jump right into it. We're just going to get into a couple topics or a couple questions, really. Somebody presented it to me. So, I was just like, it's going to be a little controversy, whatever. So, I mean, this came from a woman. So, all right, so here's what it is. What's something unforgivable in a relationship? Unforgivable. If it happened, you're not gonna like, nah, fuck that. I'm not dealing with that shit. I'm not gonna, you know, forgive you for that shit. You did it. You own it. Fuck you.
Having a baby outside of our relationship.
Oh, well, that was quick. Trigger.
You know, you cheat and then you end up having a baby outside of a relationship. I don't know if I can forgive that personally. Like, I'm always going to look at that child like, damn, you know, and it's, you don't want to take it out on the kid, but it's like, I don't want to deal with that. So, Nah, I'm good.
I'm good. You're just going to leave. I'm out.
Yeah. Go quit. With your other family.
Be with your other family. Why is that?
We tried to build something and you stepped out and ended up having another child.
Right.
Not forgiving that, period.
No, there's no second guessing, no second chance.
I'm not Rashida. I'm not doing it.
I'm just trying to see.
Gabby, or Lala.
Lala.
Yeah.
Lala, yeah. Lala.
Exactly. Oh, I'm all right.
I'm not doing that. You had another child outside of us and we were together. Oh, no. I don't know if I can forget that, period. We're done. Sorry. Sorry, that ended up
even if you love that person.
I love you to death, but guess what? There's some things that I may not just forgive you for personally. Maybe I gotta work on forgiveness, but at the time being, baby,
not doing
pushing. No, not you got a whole other child, and then I gotta be nice to the little baby. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to treat a little kid wrong, so it's like,
because at that point they didn't care. I mean, they're already cheating, but you didn't protect yourself because you really didn't care what came out of the situation.
You think it was just like a selfish thing? Like, you was just like, fuck it?
It's absolutely. It's, yeah. And they don't care. At least if you care about me, put a condom on so that there's not any real evidence.
You're right, though. Like, legit,
I mean,
like,
just the thought of it.
Put a condom on. And you didn't even care to do that to protect yourself from anything. But then you had a child.
Right. On top of that.
on top of that. Right. And it's like, no, nah, I'm not forgiving that. Would you forgive me if I had a, if a man, and I come to you and I'm I'm pregnant.
I'm not
by another man, but love me, please.
No, I'm definitely not doing that at all. That's not even a question. You got me fucked up. And I'm going to make you feel it, bitch, because you got me fucked up. Let you come at me talking about, I got, cool.
That right, cool.
Cool. Her, what should I say? Her. I got it. That's not for you.
Yeah.
I got something for you, because it's going to be some shit. Y'all, maybe? Anything else other than that? It might be just like,
for me, it's going to be disrespect of my family. So if you disrespect my mother or my brother, I think that that's a line for me.
Okay.
They have to be true. Even if you don't feel fond of them or you're not a big fan of my mom, maybe, because my mom's a little difficult. But but still, you have to respect them at all costs.
Right. Yeah. Even though you know your mom is difficult, you got
to. But not like rude difficult. She's someone that's not going to give you the time of day if you're not going to be important in my life. It'll take some time. But she'll never disrespect you.
Right.
So I accept that. You know, I want that. In return?
What level of disrespect do you mean? Like, what is some, like, the extent of disrespect?
It's never happened because I never allowed it, so I don't really have an exact example. Okay. But just, okay. I don't know, maybe a twirl of eyes or maybe, like, I don't know, just a attitude, slick comment. Like that, yeah.
Or you feel a certain way, yeah. You're saying certain shit that you think is going on, but it's not really going on. Like, your mom did this, that, and third, shit like that.
No.
What you laughing at, bro?
No, I'm laughing because I've done that.
Done what?
Disrespect family?
Just told him different stuff before.
What you mean?
Like, sidebar, I'm just saying, like, with my significant other, like, when I was saying, what's his face?
What's his face? Because last
we're
week
not talking
name.
About
what's his face.
We're
why
not gonna say
that?
What's his face.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Last week you said a name. Not like this. Now you ain't said a name.
Like, I can't. I love you, my God. We're going to the wedding. I love you. But
okay.
Not like disrespect, like to his mama, like blatantly, but like it was kind of like she was too engulfed, like what we had going on. You know, like mothers that's like. Yeah. Is we in a relationship, all three of us? Like, what's going on? So, like, me telling him, he took it as disrespect. But I didn't see it that way. Just like.
You tell him what exactly, though?
Like, you know, your mom is worried about what we. I mean, like, in a relationship, like, she might as well have been in the bed with us. Like, too engulfed in, I don't know how you call it. Like, you know, those sons that's, like, real close to their mom, and their mom, like, mama's boy.
Yeah, mama's boy, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, like, too to the point. There's a different one. You, like, a mama's boy, and you care about your mom. Then you got the ones where your mom is like, okay, well, I don't like her hair. And you need to change her hair, or this and that. Like, that's just
That's what was going on?
Basically.
And
he wouldn't check his mother. Like, this is our relationship. Right. So he took it as disrespect.
How was he supposed to check her?
Hey, you know, kind of. I mean, not go like, yo, you need to, you know, but it's a way that
you said check her.
In a sense,
yeah.
Check.
Not supposed to check her.
When I say check her, not go and be like, yo, ma, you need to fall the fuck back. This is my shit. I'm saying more like, hey, I'm in a relationship. You know, we would appreciate it if blah, 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 this and that. And, you know, just having that conversation. At the end of the day, the mama's still going to do what she want to do. Right. But, you know, just having that conversation, because that's like a deal breaker for me. Because if your mom always going to be in the middle of us making decisions and stuff, then so what I'm in a relationship with you for? So I might as well go date your mama.
I feel that, like, legit.
I didn't think I was being disrespectful by saying, hey, you know, these are some of my
You said that to her, to him or her?
To him. Yeah, never stepped to the, I mean.
Yeah, you just
stepped to the mom.
Huh?
You got a line.
For what?
For going to her man about an issue?
Yeah, we was dating about 3, 4, 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, to go to so that's, her that's nigga about the situation. How was that disrespectful?
How was you presenting it to him? Because I know you.
What you mean? How was... You funny. First, I observed first because I'm saying
how did you present it to him? I didn't say nothing about observing.
Let me see.
Shit.
You know, your mom is concerned about that.
Bro, that's
no, really, because my weave. If I want to buy a weave, how much money we spend on weave? Because of course he was paying for stuff. Because remember the last episode. So it's like you worry about stuff that don't really get. She's worried about or concerned about stuff that doesn't. pertain to her, or why does she wear her natural hair? She has pretty hair. Like, that don't got, is I'm sleeping with you? Like, I don't understand. So I basically said, you know, for me, that's not going to be a, we're not going to be able to get married and move forward. Cause he was talking about getting married. I'm not going to be able to get married and move forward with the relationship.
Oh, I don't mean to cut you off. But once again,
I just told you.
You don't even know what I'm about to say.
Oh.
You're not answering the question.
I did answer the question.
No, the fuck you didn't. How you answered it?
How did you present it?
What do you mean? How did I present it?
How did you present it to him?
Present. I had a conversation.
Hey, I don't appreciate
it. I just told you.
No, you did not.
I did just say, hey, your mom is concerned about stuff that does not pertain to her, such as.
You said it. You said it like that with that tone.
No, I don't recall, bruh. Like this, I feel like I'm on an OJ Simpson trial. I don't recall. All I'm saying is.
I'm just asking you a question.
I just use that example.
That's where we line. Draw the line of disrespect or not, your tone or how you came about it, because that's his mom. It's not a friend. If it was his friend, you know, it's different from if it was his mom. You got to be like, hey, you know, I didn't really
tone.
Wait, that's all. That's I think she's talking to her dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're frustrated and you feel like you've been a little bit disrespected, it depends.
Right. Yeah. And, if you were angry at that moment, I mean, you couldn't.
I
wasn't
angry.
You're not going to go ham on his mother, but you're going to say, like, hey, like, I don't appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then, like, prior to us even getting to that point, his family had already disrespected me. So, you know, at this point, it's like, sir, either you nip this in the bud or I'm out.
That's what you, and that ultimatum. You gave him an ultimatum.
Period. Yeah. Because if you're talking about getting married and you allow your family to disrespect me out the gate,
How was it disrespecting you?
Okay, so like when we first started dating, it just kept going. So you know I was modeling. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he just has so much going on. I just hope he didn't get with a gold digger. Just crazy shit like that. And it's like, yo, first of all, I've been new to this guy since middle school. So now y'all just out the gate with all this stuff. So like I was sitting up there kind of letting the stuff ride. And that's not in my nature, you know, letting it ride. And then it got to a point where if you're talking about getting married, I'm not going to sit up there. If you can't check your family, and I'm not saying check them disrespectfully, but if you talking about marrying me and us, me being your wife, if you can't handle it now, if we get married, you allowing them to disrespect me. So I concur with her thing, even though I reversed it, disrespecting me.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Sound like a whole bunch of bullshit. No,
it's not. No. That's real life stuff that happens.
I do get it too. And yeah, period. I get it.
And what you gotta say? Don't hold back.
No, I'm not holding back. I just feel like it's a little bit, it's hard to deal with a man and like deal with his mother, because you always want to respect her, period, because you know what I'm saying, like, you care about him as much as you want to go in on his mother. It's like, nah, I respect you though. Like, I respect you enough to not go in on your mom, so like, please, for the sake of us, get her ass in check. There's no reason why she should be asking about
my hair.
But that
should come from him.
That's weird to me. Like, did she even say something about my hair? I just say something that I'm a gold. Like, those are things that hurt, because it's like, then she got you maybe thinking some kind of way.
Yeah.
What if that changes things? And that's not the case, like, at all.
It's real interesting. It's real interesting. That's all I'm going to say. It's real interesting. Because it's just like, nobody's going to, I think it's all about the way you deliver it. We're not saying that as a man, if somebody was to bring it to me, like, hey, look, you know, your mom, she, you know, she, like, okay, you're right, my bad. Let me go ahead and say something to her, because, you know, she was out of line the other day. She said some foul shit that I didn't really necessarily like. Let me call her right now, currently. Hey, look, you know, who was at the house the other day? I ain't really like what you know what I'm saying, Like, well, I feel like, and I feel like you need to calm down.
Now, who are you talking to? The mom?
My mama.
But see, every man, he wasn't like you that was going to call. He was scared to even address the situation.
Nah. See, me and my mom tight, so I can't speak for everybody.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And then every mama not going to be like your mama. Right. Some mom's like, I'm your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. That's true. Okay. I didn't answer the question myself. What is something unforgivable in a relationship? I don't know. I think it's kind of cliche, but it's just like cheating. Like, I'm not going.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to second guess that. Like, fuck you, for real. Like, at that point, you just come to earth to me. I'm not gonna blink twice. Like, fuck you. I'm not gonna talk to you. We ain't gonna converse. Let me tell you. Let me explain. This is what happened. Some shit happened. Some shit slipped up. Fuck you. I don't know what to tell you at that point. Like, let me know, cause this what happened. Me and my homegirls, we was out, right? We was in the section. And we was drinking and shit. And then just like one thing led to another. I mean, I was at his house, and then hold up. Like, wait a minute, you too grown to like not know what the fuck going on. So you knew what the fuck was going on, and you chose to make that decision. So just like, nah. Because if it was vice versa, you would think the same fucking thing. Like, nah, bro, you knew exactly what the fuck you was doing. You wanted to do that. You chose to do that. You made that decision. So it's just like, nah, bro. I think sometimes people make irrational decisions when they're drunk, but it's more so when they're, I think, a little bit more single than in a relationship. Do people do it? And when they're in a relationship, yes, all day, every day. But I'm not going for it at all.
I hear a lot of guys say that. Mm-hmm. If a girl cheat on him, they're not taking her back.
I'm not even blinking twice. Like,
double standard.
Right.
I will. I mean, I don't think it's dumb standard on my end. Cause
maybe you, but like, we take dudes back all the time. Yeah. Dumb as fuck. Like, I just love him. I know he did. Listen. I just, you know, we're going to work it out. We've been together this long. Let's just, nah. But you can't take us back after all the cheating a dude has probably done.
Right.
I ain't going to say you, but like, just right, a right. dude has probably yeah, done. Yeah. We take it back all the time.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to be domestic violence. I'm too little. You can't put your hands on me.
No,
period. Don't put your hands on me because I'm not taking that back. There's that one thing. Oh. As soon as you put your hands on me, I feel like there's no longer trust. No,
there's nothing left.
As soon as you get upset with me, I feel like I got to flinch and shit. Nah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's yeah. real. But yeah, I'm not. And
I shouldn't put my hands on him either.
Yeah. Whoever, I tell people all the time,
yeah.
Whoever get to the phone first, the other one going to jail. Come get her now. She down here beating my ass. Please come get her. But then 15, 20 minutes later, I'm going to still go bail out. Like, damn, bro, why you got to beat my ass like that, bro? You doing too much, bro. I had to send your ass to jail because you had to learn a lesson. Hold her ass in a holding cell for a whole 24 hours. 24 hours. I'm coming in the next morning. I had to come up with the money. Knowing I had the money, I had to come up with it and shit. Like, I ain't really have it like that. Shit like that. Like, nah, I fuck all that. All right. So, let me ask another thing. Oh, my bad.
She didn't answer.
She didn't answer.
What's unforgivable? No, she didn't. What's unforgivable?
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. Look at you. Come on, give me some.
Got another co-host head ass. I'm just kidding. Let me see. I honestly don't know until like I'm presented with the situation, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's
right. A lot of the stuff that y'all said, yeah, but I've learned that I can sit up here and say what I won't put up with till I'm presented with the situation. So I can't really say.
And different okay. ages, too. Yeah. You know, depending how old we are, what we've been through.
But I mean, all of us in the room are closer to the same age, so.
But I'm saying you would forgive something more in my early 20s than I would now. I'm not putting up with okay. as much.
Yeah.
I agree.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. You are, yeah. You got to be fine.
Block.
Quit. And walk past you like I don't even know you. Like, hey.
You would.
Hey, who?
Totally do that.
Hey, who yeah. you talking to? You talking to me? I don't know you. Damn, you don't know me? Yeah, I got amnesia. Overnight.
I got amnesia.
Who are you? You said your name is who? Nah, I'm good. The fuck? All right, so.
For sure.
For sure. The fuck? So, I guess I wouldn't say it's a question. It's more of like a statement. Oh, no, it is a question. One thing you won't compromise on, like, completely. Like, it's just like no bend, no break. You gotta, this is what it is. You don't need to answer because I already know what the fuck it is.
Why did I? Lord.
I don't she need to answer. She answered the last one. She the first one to answer. I'm confused.
Actually, you know what? I want you to go first. What you want to compromise on?
I got to think first. It's so many run through my brain right now.
Do
open relationship. I'm not compromising on that shit. I feel like when I personally was in one, it just went totally wrong. And I'm not doing that shit no more, period. The rules were bent. People were scared to really present what it was to you. And even on my end, like, it just was weird. I don't know. That's one thing I'm not doing in my next relationship. I'm not doing the open relationship shit, period. Like, period.
Mm, well, okay. One thing you won't compromise on? Elsa? Man, who's phone keep going off?
My bad. Instagram popping.
Nah, I really don't. I really think I can compromise on a lot.
Really?
But yeah.
You think you're open book like that?
Mm-hmm. When I love, and I'm willing to compromise. I mean, an open relationship, I guess, is something a little bit harder probably to compromise, but I wouldn't even start something with someone that's open to that from the beginning. So, but like,
What if it's presented later?
Like, when we've been together forever? I probably want it too, so maybe. I don't know.
That's what I thought too. I thought I wanted it. I thought it was like, okay, let's do this. Like, we've been together for like years. Like, let's just do it. And because we both haven't experienced anything with anyone else. Mm. And then when I did that, all it did was end up in like jealousy. Like, we were just pissed off. Like, really, we weren't being honest about certain shit. So then it was just like the rules were kind of out the window, and I was like, nah, because I don't even want to continue to like make you think that's just okay. Even if we got back in a full-blown like it's just me and you relationship period, like I just feel like I couldn't trust you anymore because I already allowed you to step and do whatever you wanted to do. Yeah. So
there's no boundaries
anymore. No boundaries.
Yeah, I can see that.
Jay, you being on your motherfucking phone and shit.
Ken, I would say I'm not gonna compromise on my self respect like how you treat me.
You said several things you're running through your mind. That's just one thing.
Yeah, so I'm gonna use my one lifeline.
That's your one lifeline?
Yeah, I'm gonna use my one lifeline because we'll be here all night if I go talk about what I ain't gonna compromise on because I know what you thought I was gonna say. But my self-respect, how you treat me, my morals, my values, my principles, I'm not compromising on that. So either you with it or you ain't. And if not, deuces.
You think you present that to everybody that you deal with? Or you look past certain shit with certain people?
Yeah, come on, G. Come on. You in my damn pocket right now. Yes, I do look past it, some people, because...
Okay, there it is.
Sometimes my nose just be wide the fuck open.
You can drive a plant.
They can be fine as fuck, and I'd be like, who? What? But yeah, that's something I'm working on, though.
So the only thing that you presented to me as far as like what you look past is physically, right?
What you mean?
What you presented to what you just said that you look past because you look past it because it's physical.
You're full of shit. You know that. You're full of shit.
I don't think it's like that for everybody, though,
honestly. I'm like, damn, that motherfucker fine. And because I don't talk to that many people, so when one come, you know, because we know. I'm like, damn, he ugly. Dex. Damn. He's cute. He's fine. I think he fine as shit. Next thing you know, oh, my God. Quincy. I'm in love. I'm on this nigga for 15 minutes.
Doing other shit.
Yeah.
15 minutes in love.
I'm in love, bro.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was just asking Trish, trying to pick your brain, trying to figure out.
Nick wants to see if I was gonna cap on the lie.
I don't know, man. One thing I won't compromise on. I don't necessarily have a concrete answer like what I won't compromise on right now that I can think of. I'm pretty sure I probably have a long ass list that probably people looking at me like, boy, shut the fuck up, because it's a whole bunch of shit that I can think. I won't compromise. It's just like no wiggle room, or just like I'm not gonna budge on it.
And she made a good point earlier, though, because there's some things you go in and you be like, I'm not gonna compromise. Mm-hmm. And then if it's like a person that has, you know, proving themselves to be like consistent, you know, all the core qualities of substance that you look for.
Mm-hmm.
And they, y'all have a conversation or whatever, and you know, the viewpoint may, you know, change. Like if they say, you know, I want dinner every night, and you was like, I ain't gonna compromise on that. I'm gonna cook you dinner 2 times a week. Right. But then after you get with the person or whatever, and they eat whatever, like, oh, I don't mind. You know, so I think it just really kind of just depends, though.
Depends on the person.
Oh, for sure.
And evolve.
I'm dating someone now that I, at first, I was like, nope, that's not happening. Like, I'm not, I have a time limit.
Girl, the tea, who you dating?
I'm in a relationship now.
You in a relationship? Okay,
I am.
A whole relationship? Oh, I ain't gonna get into no details on the show.
No, it's amazing. But,
okay. Oh, she's
I was
happy.
Like,
I am.
Hey. Right, smiley ear to ear, girl. Calm down. Damn, what a person that? Shit.
Stop. All
right, all right, all right, all right. Okay.
But at first, I was like, no, like, I have a time frame. Like, I'm turning 30 next year, and in 2-3 years, I definitely want to go ahead and potentially move in together. Oh, and when we spoke, that's not where that person was. It's not where.
Oh, okay. Who this person is?
You actually know who I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about it after the show.
Okay. And then now that I've gotten to know her, it's a woman, and now that I know her more and she's amazing, I am willing to compromise in that point. I am. I'm not going to let somebody go that's so good to me because we don't see eye to eye on a time frame. No, I'm going to wait. You need more time or I need more time, we're going to compromise. So that's very true.
How long have you been together?
Oh, we made it official. We've dated for a year, but we made it official in January.
In January. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Seems like you're happy. So that's good.
I am.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy for you. I wasn't ready for that on goddamn Raw Materials tonight, goddamn.
I even thought you knew.
Nah, why did you assume that I knew that?
I posted on my Instagram.
Oh, shit, I'm the wrong person.
Thanks for telling me you're not watching my Instagram. Yeah,
I'm the wrong person to talk about this business. Okay, we're gonna change gears one more time. Do you prefer small gestures or something grand and big?
Small all day.
Really?
All day.
Speak on it.
Small.
Speak on it.
I just think of me like I think of you. Like, it doesn't have to be big. I don't require, like, you to spend a bunch of money. Just, like, think of me. Like, shit, if you know my favorite chips are, I don't know, whatever they are.
Golden Flake, Sweet Heat.
Sweet Heat, if you
don't,
know.
Don't run me down. You only can get them in the hood.
Okay. If those are my
favorite
chips.
So if you're in the hood,
chips,
get them Sweet Heat.
Get a blanket chips. with some Sweet Heat chips. And we just sitting outside and we just talking, bonding. Like, it doesn't take a lot for me to personally, like, I don't need a grand thing. And I'm also shy. So, like, I don't want everybody all looking at me. And I'm not the type of, don't surprise me. I am not the person to have a surprise party or none of that.
Why are you going to do when they want to propose? That has to be a surprise.
Exactly. I'm telling you, because you have to let me know. Because if you want to, oh my God, reaction, that's not me. I'm going to be like, oh shit. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
something
tough.
Small. Something small. It sounds bad, but like, no. I mean, I don't know. I'm more of a small gesture kind of girl. Now, do the grand gestures matter? Hell yeah. If you will, you know what I'm saying?
Hold up, wait a minute.
But listen, if you do that, I'm not going to be like all weird, like, you know, like ungrateful, but the small, I would prefer a small gesture over a big one. Okay. If you do the big, you know, the grand joint, that's cool.
I like both. Can I have both?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that too. Like,
No, hold up. Wait a minute. You got to pick one.
Okay. Small, for sure. Cool. But it has to do with my love language. I don't know if you're familiar, but okay. The way that I accept love or that I see love is small things. Like, if I cook dinner all week, we were talking about dinner, and she's like, hey, baby, don't cook tonight. I'm bringing home dinner tonight. That means the world to me. Or if she knew that I had a hard day,
okay. Yeah. Jay, small gestures are grand. I can answer for you.
Perfectly. Let me put that on there. I would say big, but as I've gotten older and matured, I think I overlooked a lot of the small gestures, like open the doors, because I missed one with the last person, and that would our reflex. So what I would say both. I'm not going to say their name, but I would say both, because if you go, tend to look for the big stuff and you overlook the stuff, and then it's like now the person don't feel appreciated, but all along they were doing it.
Yeah.
So I would say both.
No, you got to pick one. I just said
I'll say small
women.
I would say small. Where'd you live?
Right. Come on now.
Well, for me,
really, Chris?
I guess it would say small gestures. I'm not a gift guy. I don't like gifts. Don't give me gifts. Do other things. I'm more of a, like, if you do something for me, that's a bigger picture thing for me. I don't like gifts. Don't give me, like, no shoes, no shit like that. I don't give a fuck about that. I can buy the shit by motherfucking self. Do other shit. Cook for me, goddamn. Nigga, home. Way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'm home all the time. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Cook for me today. But yeah, that's me. So I don't the grand shit. I don't like surprises. Like she said, I don't like surprises. Don't surprise me. You might get punched in the face. For real. Like, I need to know what the fuck going on. But the crazy thing about it, I want a surprise party. Nobody ever threw me a surprise party. I want a surprise party. But I don't think it's gonna ever happen. But it's whatever.
I had one and I was so rude. Like, all the videos of me, like, they had, I was walking in the room last year for my birthday, and they were like, surprise, and I was just like, because all night I was told, like, we were doing this, that, it was my birthday, I was like, I'm trying to turn up, we get to this hotel, and I'm like, what are we here for? They're like, oh, I just have to pick up somebody, then we're going to go out, and we're going to do this. I didn't know that at the hotel, there was going to be a bunch of people saying surprise, so we got in there, they were like, surprise, my whole face was like, the fuck are we doing here? And they were like, it's your birthday. It took me a second to like, oh, haha, yeah. But I had to let everybody go. Next time. Just let me know what's going on. I'm not that type of person. I mean, I'm not ungrateful. I was happy that it actually happened because I always wanted to be surprised. But then when I was surprised, I was like, y'all have me fucked up all night. Like, all night.
No, I want a surprise party. Somebody got to throw me. Hey, somebody throw me a surprise motherfucking party.
June 30th.
Yeah. Okay. It's coming up. It's somebody. Soon. Yeah. Cancer. Throw me a surprise party. Somebody do. Plan it now. It ain't even June 1st yet. Get it together. Oh, surprise party.
Oh my goodness. Chris,
for real. He ain't doing that shit.
He said no.
Yeah, niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. That's all it is. I would do it for him, but he full of shit. Ain't nothing in there. Oh, damn. Done. Done. One more thing. Okay. Okay, in a relationship, what is the biggest thing you feel like it's a strength that you bring to the table? Mm-hmm. What do you feel like it's a strength that you bring to the table in a relationship? You. What do you feel like the biggest thing? Like, it's just like, this is who I am. This is who I'm passionate. I love. I'm this. I'm loyal. What is the biggest thing that you feel like you bring to the table?
I would say for me, transparency.
Transparency. You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
How do you figure that?
Right, I'm just going to
tell it like it is.
You know, and
how has it been working for you?
Huh?
How has it been working for you?
Niggas run, but I don't give a fuck. Either you're going to accept it for what it is or you ain't. I'm not going to hide my scars or the experiences that I've been through.
Do you think you present all of you or you hold things back?
I give them pretty much all of them. That's probably why. Yes, I do. When do I not?
Mm-mm. No, you don't.
When do I not?
Mm-mm. You don't present all of you in the beginning.
Why don't?
That's why niggas run.
What?
You don't present all of you in the beginning. That's real talk.
He really think he know you.
I'm telling you.
Right, I'm
here
with this fucking intimate. Appalled right now.
Like,
I'm appalled.
Are you sitting there with her and her dude when they're having this conversation? Like,
I just know her. She don't.
Give me an example. Shit.
Period.
You say give you an example?
Yeah.
Do you really want me to give you an example?
Go ahead and give me an example.
I'm not gonna say names. I'm not gonna say names. But a guy who used to live on the other side of the world. And he think he was in Peru.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
You know, I'm like, on the other side of the world, nigga, across the state. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, he think he was in Peru. You did not present all of you in the beginning because you was blindsided by the fact of the physical attributes. You didn't present you until months later. the fact of this is what I want, this is how I need you to act, stuff like that. You didn't present that in the beginning.
Oh, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you talking about something totally different than what I'm talking about, transparency. You're talking about you're talking about something totally different. When I say transparency, I'm talking about like my story, not about us establishing what the relationship is gonna be.
My bad. I'm something wrong with person. Okay. I was wrong. I can't believe
I'm
wrong.
Like that too.
Huh?
I feel like I'm like that too, but like I don't feel like that's what I bring to the table. I feel like everyone should be open when you first meet somebody. And it's crazy because people really aren't.
Yeah, they give you representatives.
Yeah.
All the air that.
I feel like I bring like comedy. Like I can, like, I don't know. Like I lighten up your day. Like I'm not about to be sitting here. Like I might have, we may have a moment, but like for the most part, I'm going to bring in some positivity. We're going to talk about something positive. We're going to like legit get into it. Whatever is bothering us, we're just going to, like, you know, we're going to work through it, period. We're going to be positive about it. We're going to laugh about something. We're going to cut on some comedy. That's just me. I'm playful. That's what I bring to the table. I'd rather not be, like,
super.
You know, everyone's not, like, positive. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everyone's not the type of person to be, like, let's just laugh this shit up and let's keep it pushing. Let's do these exercises to make us feel better and keep it pushing. People aren't really like that nowadays. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I bring that to the table. Like, I just feel like, I mean, we're going to go through it. Yeah, positivity. We're going to get through it together.
The energy is beautiful.
Energy, period.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay. Definitely. So, who's that? Why is everybody so long? Hey, I'm asking questions.
I'm confused what Chris is laughing at.
I'm not even upset this week. Like, I'm chilling. Like, I'm really chill this week. Like, y'all should have Brexit. But anyway. Biggest strength in relationships.
I'm adventurous and detailed. You know, I always pay attention to what you like, and I make sure I
detail. You
know, yeah, I'm very detailed
with everything.
Everything,
like food, clothes.
Yes, I can. At this point, I can go to any restaurant, and I know what to get her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I want some food at fucking whatever. Oh yeah, I know what you get.
I know. No, don't worry about it.
You ain't got to text it. I got you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Even though that's the first time being there?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've been there.
I'm just confused. You said you know, like.
Well, I would probably know it together, yeah.
Just
like, just because of knowing her. But I'm very detailed and I show it. I show a lot of words of affirmation. You know, I tell.
Words of affirmation. Look at you. Love language.
You read that book before?
No.
I recommend it.
I had a conversation about it like yesterday. Yeah.
Good book.
Just talking about it. I don't know about a book. I ain't never had a book. But.
Yeah. About the five love languages.
Oh, well, shit. I think about reading. I ain't going to say I'm reading. I think about it. But, okay. All right. Biggest strength for me? I'm a stand-up guy, period. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. You know what I'm saying? I got your back. For real. Nah, all right. For real, I really do got people back. Like, I mean well for a lot of people. So, like, I extend myself sometimes to a lot of people that I feel like they don't deserve that. So, it's just like when I present it to them, it's just like, oh, what the fuck going on? It's not something that you're used to. So, a lot of times, anybody out there, they always push away. Like, this is not something I'm used to. I can't do it. Like, girl, you've been dealt with some bad apples. I can't speak on your bad apples. I'm your winner. Take it. I'm the golden ticket. I got a golden ticket. This is Willy Wonka. I got a golden ticket. I'm the golden ticket. Period. For real. That's how I feel. That's the biggest strength that I have. Like, I got your back. For real. I'm loyal, faithful, all that shit. So, but I mean, a lot of times with me, it's presented like because of the, I guess I'm so passionate about what I say and how I feel, it comes off as anger. Like, I don't mean well. Like, I always mean well any time I talk to somebody. But it just comes off like real aggressive and passionate. Like, nah, but I'm just trying to help us. I ain't trying to help me. I'm trying to help us. Realize that. But a lot of times people don't realize that. So, whatever. I'm just here. I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get nothing. Just the squirrel. But yeah, okay. All right. So we're gonna wrap it up with that. We're gonna tune in next week. Why are you looking like that? Oh, I thought you had something you wanted to say. All right, you can, you know, you can speak. I don't give a fuck. But anybody who's tuning in, I appreciate y'all. Elsa, again, I appreciate you coming on for the first time. Gabby, again. Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we gonna see y'all next week, goddamn. And then, yeah, we out. What's your cool ass?
We got 30 minutes today. No, buddy.